Let me tell you a story. Picture this. Imagined and beloved voice of Sophia from Golden Girls, epic late summer concert of royal proportions, all stars out glorious night skies, and a buffet at the ritzy Skyline restaurant atop the famous, now closed Arco Arena, Sacramento, California. Many silver, blue, and blood moons ago and bodacious buffets to boot, a young, super cute couple, homegrown from their same hometown, raced to the famous amphitheater to see Sir Paul McCartney, arguably at times, but their favorite Beatle. Get it while you're young, baby. Not the last time seeing royalty, but most assuredly the first encounter of the outer limits and magnificence, spellbinding, music mana are the first words that come to mind. Before we're ushered to our balcony seats for the best concert ever, I have a buffet to mention. If you're like me, the food is equally important and definitely runs tandem with the soundtrack of my childhood. I still can't pass a corndog stand and not think of Styx, but that's another day writing about summer, wonky flip-flops, gum and ponytails, cotton candy-coated fingertips, deep-fried Twinkies, fairs, fireworks, the Renaissance, giants, the service industry, and microbiology. A gathering of angels appeared above my head. They sang to me this song of hope. And this is what they said. They said, "Come sail away, come sail away. Come sail away with me. Parked in no man's land and arrived early, that's how I roll. Being prepared for anything, assuming everything, makes for one magical mysterious tour through my memories, I have to share with you. Actually called the space station and sang Good Day Sunshine to our astronauts. Felt like we went to space for those heavenly few minutes and the closest I will ever be to out of this world, galactically speaking and for this story. Back to Earth, Sunday, and this musical gem of a tale. I need to laugh, and when the sun is out, I've got something I can laugh about. I feel good, in a special way. I'm in love and it's a sunny day. Climb the mountain of stairs, that's a blast to your quads, to the prestigious Skyline restaurant, where we were greeted by a friend quickly to our table, next to a massive fireplace. Pete was beyond busy, but excited to see us, and said the stars are out tonight. I'm kinda shy and well reserved but couldn't help but glimpse the very expensive looking surroundings. And no prices on the menu. No doubt, this will surely max out my $300 credit limit. My expression must have shown, and my equally discombobulated better half said, "This is complimentary, you can relax." You burn 11 calories per minute climbing stairs at a fast pace. Relax is not something I'm good at, but here's an environment I can get used to. A bustling restaurant, heavenly music, an enormous buffet with no lines, I'm all ready and all in for this next endeavor. We waited for our drinks and laughed about how expensive a few sips of cola, mostly ice, costs today and admired the ingenuity of what it takes to build a fireplace a couple hundred feet up from the ground. Laughed about how I would have to exit the arena if the elevators didn't work, use of my bum one step down at a time. Seriously, one can lose their bearings looking downward. Heights aren't my jam, but my Kodachrome camera loves them. When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all. And though my lack of education hasn't hurt me none, I can read the writing on the wall. Kodachrome. They give us those nice bright colors. They give us the greens of summers. Makes you think all the worlds. A sunny day, oh yeah. A gentleman was just seated behind me and in perfect view of my fiancé, who whispered, "Is that Paul Simon?" I know Paul Simon, I thought to myself. My entire childhood was raised listening to Simon and Garfunkel, among a million more. Would sing with my dad in the van, "Bridge Over Troubled Waters" at the top of our lungs. Almost an exact replication of said masterful song. I snuck a quick look behind me, gazed upon the distinguished-looking man sitting alone and said, "Nope, that's not him." It was. "Sail on, silver girl. Sail on by. Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine. Oh, if you need a friend. I'm sailing right behind." Built up the courage to hit the buffet and stood right in line behind Paul Simon for dinner. You wouldn't know that a complete legend was before me, and all I could say was, "Who puts garbanzo beans on a salad?" This was long before my love of hummus emerged. We all had commentary regarding preferences and buffet etiquette, and I refrained from expressing my newfound statistics regarding bacteria, human contact, and deadly infections. No, my name is not Debbie, nor am I usually a downer. I guess that depends on who you are gossiping to or about. That's how rumors get started. But if you want to be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. Remember, you were brought up a lady. Keep both feet on the floor. Phenomenal dinner and exquisite company must be on cloud nine or something. Back-to-back awesome favorites, I'm still dancing on air with every song retraced through memory. Live and Let Die was off the chain magnanimous. Thrilling, enchanting, and musical brilliance while rhyming perfectly with time. In fact, time sat in his seat, shuffled his feet, and sang along with Sir Paul McCartney in perfect beat and harmony. I got my mind set on you. It's gonna take time. A whole lot of precious time. It's gonna take patience and time, To do it, to do it, to do it, to do it, to do it. To do it right, child. All I have to do is dream, and this little Susie is right back to that concert of dreaminess once again. Homeward bound on my mind, and where on earth did I leave my loyal steed, Nissan, see Ghost ride the whip for reference and dear reverence to and for Trooper? Almost had this car so trained, I could have whistled, and she come. Homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escapin'. Home, where my music's playin'. Home, where my love lies waitin' silently for me. The entire arena filled with people singing, swaying, and reminiscing. Normally, I'm not one for crowds and found, outside the arena, a hideaway spot to rummage through my purse, locate my cell and keys. Thinking, if I find my car sooner rather than later, I won't be in a pileup of traffic trying to inch home. Just then, a group of guys in the not-far-off distance came out a back door walking towards one of those giant black tour buses. Oh, no. You say goodbye. And I say hello. Hello, hello. I don't know why you say goodbye, I say hello. It was Paul McCartney and he waved right at me. I said to my fiancé, oh, no way, that's Paul McCartney waving at us. My fiancé yelled and waved back, alerting anyone in earshot that a Beatle was in our presence. I've only seen documentaries and videos showing the swarms of humans that chased the Beatles, and out of the corner of my peripheral vision, I side-eyed a mob of people running and mad dashing straight in my direction and the unmistakable sounds of a stampede. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind, I've opened up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? I felt like Brendan Fraser in The Mummy and quickly stated, time to go. Never had I started running like before and was laughing while slightly panicking. What if I can't find my car? And then I realized, they weren't after me, this time. Actually, played chase on the freeway with both Pauls, till these honking pumpkins turned off Mather Field exit and headed home before midnight. Cinderella, why, it's like a dream. A wonderful dream come true. Fairy godmother, yes, my child, but like all dreams, well, I'm afraid this can't last forever. You'll have only till midnight, and then. Cinderella, midnight? Oh, thank you. Fairy godmother, oh, now, just a minute. You must understand, my dear, on the stroke of 12, the spell will be broken, and everything will be as it was before. This concludes 50 Ways to Lose Your Blubber, and I can't recommend enough going to a concert for calorie-busting proportions, listening to the Beatles for elevation of your moods or any reason, walking with nature and the sounds of silence, heavenly salad bars, and chair lifts of inspiring feats. Running up or down stairs will definitely increase that heart rate, along with drum solos in your seat. Music can move mountains, so turn up those beats and get moving those feet. You know my motto, today could be the last day of the rest of your life. The problem is all inside your head. She said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to lose your blubber. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself. At the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to lose your blubber. Slip on track shoes, Jack. Make a new diet plan, Stan. You don't need soy, Roy. Just listen to me. Walk instead of the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Exercise is the key, Lee. And get yourself free. She said, it grieves me so. To see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do. To make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain? About the 50 ways. She said, why don't we both? Just sleep on it tonight. And I believe in the morning. You'll begin to see the light. And then she kissed me. And I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to lose your blubber. In the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make. Thank you, love forevermore and forever grateful to Paul McCartney.